Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Was macht mich von Sünden rein, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Wo macht für mich Heilung sein, nur im Blut des Lammes Jesus. Oh, köstlich ist die Flut, macht allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was erlöst mich von der Schuld, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was schenkt mir des Vaters Huld, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Oh, köstlich ist die Flut, macht allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was versehnet mich mit Gott, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was errettet aus der Not, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Oh, köstlich ist die Flut, macht allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes Jesus.
I've been teaching on the subject that we, the church, we need to identify the enemy. We have to understand that there is an enemy out there who steals, kills, and destroys. And that enemy is Satan, and he has a lot of demons that are at his command, doing his will. And they are assigned to bring as much confusion into the Christian life as they possibly can. They bring a lot of death and destruction to the whole world. But many are especially assigned to the Christians so that they can sabotage us, keep us from spreading the good news, that is the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us very clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for the love of God constrains us, that means it compels us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. In other words, if the Lord Jesus Christ died for every human being on the planet for their salvation, then all of us, all of humanity which has ever been born, are lost and dead in trespasses and sin, and they need to come to see the Lord. And the children of God have been given the commission to bring them out of the powers of darkness. We have been given the keys of deliverance. The Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus Christ gives his disciples the keys to unlock the prison doors. And he said, if you will unlock them, they will be unlocked. But if you don't, then they will stay locked. And how many Christians are on this planet who have the keys to unlock prison doors and are not using them? The judgment seat of Christ will bring to light what many of God's children did with the key that God gave them. Today I will teach on the responsibility that a Christian has. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts so that they can see and understand. Lord, open the people's hearts to the truth that you're about soon to come back for your bride, and we need to get ready. You tell us when we see these things begin to come to pass, then we should lift up our heads, for our redemption is near. Lord, you will just bring people's attention to that fact. I thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. As we get closer to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see that the battle is intensifying. All one has to do is pay a little attention to what is happening on the news. We can see horrific events taking place throughout the world. The book of Revelation is being fulfilled in front of our eyes. The Bible teaches us when you see these things begin to come to pass, the Lord Jesus Christ knew that the people of the end times will be able to see things coming to pass. We will not only hear about them after months or years, we will see them as they take place, and that is happening through technology. We can watch the news in the evening and see what is happening around the world. In a matter of 20 minutes, we can see everything that is going on all over the planet. We can see the destructions, we can see the earthquakes, we can see the wars. Everything is there in front of our eyes to watch and observe. This is why the Lord says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. In other words, the sign of Jesus coming back is being, we are able to see the things being fulfilled. And as we get closer to the end, there are numerous warnings from God to his people that we should be vigilant, that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that we should bring the gospel to as many as possible. He tells us very clearly, once the day is over and then nighttime comes, then nobody can see and the work is finished. So we are soon approaching where the Lord will take us unto himself. Then our work here on earth is forever finished, regardless whether we got it done or not. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. When I study that, I can see very clearly that God wants a Christian to operate in a righteous manner. We, the children of God, the Christian, need to operate in the fear of God. We need to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. So the question is, how does one cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh? We all know that this does not mean to go and take a shower. It means that we need to cleanse ourselves, to get rid of the filth that is hanging on to us. For the Bible very clearly teaches us that we were all once dead in trespasses and sin, and then one day many of us who turn to the Lord become born again. But for some reason, the filth keeps attaching itself to us. The filthiness of evil spirits, which brings such confusion into the Church of Jesus Christ. A human spirit, once it is born again, is then seated in heavenly places. It is a purchased possession by God. Nothing can touch it. But a soul and the flesh, they are open to demonic attacks. This is why it says we need to cleanse ourselves from those filthy spiritual attacks and from the filthiness of the flesh. So how does one cleanse himself from the filthiness of the flesh? First of all, the Bible teaches us that we, the children of God, should abstain from sin. Stay away from any appearances of evil. That is part number one. We need to fill ourselves with the Word of God. But anybody with a little bit of honesty in himself will understand that this is not as easy as it sounds. We have to seek out what is causing the problem in our lives. We need to identify the enemy. Far too many of the churches have rejected the idea of a personal devil, that it is demonic activity that is causing a lot of problems. They don't want to be reminded. But all one has to do is pay a casual visit to a mental institution, and there you see the incredible proof of demonic activity. And it is operating in that these demonic activities are operating in many people's lives. But here in the Western civilizations, we have given our problems many medical terms. Take the word bipolar. Today, there are people who claim they are bipolar, meaning they have two natures. I want to ask you a simple question. How can a person have two natures? It is very easily explained by the Word of God. The Word of God teaches that a person like that has a demon. There is another person living inside him. And sometimes the person's nature is there, and sometimes the demon's nature is there. That's the term, that's the real term of bipolar. And this goes on throughout our lives. People simply don't seem to get the point that many of our problems have been caused by demonic activity. Let's take the sin of unforgiveness. If a person has unforgiveness in his life, he will bring destruction to himself because he allows demonic activity into his body, and from there stem a lot of sicknesses. Yes, that's where a lot of sicknesses come from. It comes from unforgiveness and bitterness. Bitterness in a person's heart will destroy a person. It will bring cancer. It will bring all sorts of diseases. And thus, the person will eventually die. Whether you're a Christian or an unbeliever, it doesn't matter. If you are a Christian and you have bitterness and unforgiveness, then all of a sudden you open the door to demonic activity, and that brings a lot of sicknesses to your bodies. So people need to identify the enemy. They need to point the finger where the problem is and not try to bypass it by giving it some medical term. So I will read the scripture to you again in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved. And what are the promises? You read 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It talks about a child of God receiving the benefits of eternal life. And then he goes on to say, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You see, dear friends, when you become saved, when you give Jesus your heart and you become a Christian, that does not necessarily then say that your problems are over. I would say that's when your problems start to really become manifested. So the Word of God teaches us to cleanse ourselves. How do you cleanse yourself? First, you identify the dirt. First, before you can take a shower, you got to recognize the fact that you're dirty. And then you take a shower. This is exactly how it works. The Word of God teaches us that there is filthiness of the flesh brought on by evil spirits. And we need to identify them and take care of them. When Jesus went into the temple and chased out the money changers, he told them, my house should be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. Then he chased them out. He made a scourge out of some rope and chased them all out. And this should give us an example. Our house, our body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when we find or when we understand that there are some thieves in there who are stealing, killing, and destroying, whether it's our family, whether it's our marriage, whether it's our finances, or whether it's they're sabotaging us from reaching other people with the gospel, we need to recognize that as demonic activity. And we don't just pray that they will leave. We need to drive them out with the power of the Holy Ghost. And that can easily be done. You can do it individually, by yourself, or you can call upon somebody who is in that ministry to drive those devils out. I've seen it. I've done it. I know it happens far more than the church realizes, that these demonic activities are being taken care of by God's servants. Yes, this is why I preach. Seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Seek the power or the gift of praying in tongues. Tongues is a very powerful weapon that God has given to us. We then can communicate with God. Our spirit communicates with God, and God gives us revelation. We can go into the devil's turf and fight right where he is and win all the time. God has given us that power. We fight in the name of Jesus and not in our name. And once we start seeing the results, I want to tell you this, then you start to see how real the Word of God is. I've experienced it. I know what I'm talking about. And the reason I'm preaching this is so that you can grab a hold of that power. You can seek it out for yourself and start coming against the enemy through the power that God has given you. Yes, God has it laid out for us. We can seek it and we can find it. So open your heart and your life to those truths and you will become a blessing to many. Amen. Over the years of my Christian life, I had a few experiences with demonic activity. I have seen it and identified it in the lives of people. But it wasn't until I got in touch with Brother Moses out of Uganda, when he showed me and told me stories of the reality of the demonic power over people. And he showed me in by the word of God that these things are happening and they are still operating in the way they did during the hour of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I started to study these things, I realized that this is where much of the Church of North America is lacking. Many preachers today will teach that confronting the evil forces like the Lord Jesus did went out with the apostles. And that is a lie that a lot of the church has bought into. This is why we have so much confusion, and this is why we have so many problems, because nobody wants to identify the enemy and do something about it. In the book of Matthew, in chapter 12, the Jews, the Pharisees, they accused Jesus of casting out devils through the power of Beelzebub. And that happens a lot in the church world today. As soon as somebody gets into this realm of fighting the enemy, he is accused of dabbling in witchcraft. I want to read you something out of Mark chapter 9, verse 39. The disciples were telling Jesus, there is a guy here who is casting out devils in your name, and we forbid him because he is not walking with us. He is not part of the 12. And then Jesus said, forbid him not, for it is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. So we have to recognize the fact that driving out a demon is a miracle performed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to bring a revelation to you today. If we will start coming against the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will begin to drive out demons like the Lord Jesus Christ drove out the money changers from the temple, then we will start seeing people getting healed. Because most sicknesses and diseases, if not all of them, are brought on by Satan and his cohorts. Yes, the Word of God teaches in page after page on how these things take place. And the Bible very clearly states that the Word of God is the same today as it was yesterday. The same things are happening today, and we need to start to understand that. Over the last 10 years, I've gotten in touch with quite a few people who are in the deliverance ministries, but they're keeping it low key. Why? Because they are afraid of the church. They're not afraid of the world. They are afraid of their fellow Christians, because the same thing that happened in scriptures when they came against Jesus for driving out devils, proclaiming or accusing him that he was doing it in the power of Beelzebub, that many are afraid the same thing will happen today. I am boldly proclaiming this because I do not really care what people think. I proclaim the Word of God, and the Word of God declares that we need to come against Satan in the way that God prescribes it in the Word of God. And the only way we can do that is when we're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, when we get into the gifts of the Spirit, and then we will be able to discern, to recognize, and to come against those evil forces. So I want you to take the message that I have brought on very serious, because we know for a fact that during the millennium period, the 1,000 years of peace here on this earth, there's not going to be any sickness or disease. Why? Because there's not going to be any devil or demons. They're going to be bound in the pits of hell. So let's get to work. Let's start operating in the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Lord will make us a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
In the watch, I saw the hope and the safety, yes, they are.
is there.